Books and Arts.
Bulgakov and Stalin on stage. Men and Monsters. Two new plays explore the relationship between art and tyranny.
Even without the constraints of censorship, Stalin's reign lends itself to surrealism. How else to convey its mad caprices, the incomprehensible scale of his cruelty, and the spiralling paranoia? Two new London productions that coincidentally involve Stalin and the novelist Mikhail Bulgakov make apt use of surreal fantasia. Catch either, or ideally both, if you can. The new version of The Master and Margarita by Complicité, a British company justly renowned for its daring theatre, is set to tour Europe after a short, triumphant run at the Barbican. The unwieldy zaniness of Bulgakov's great novel, whose action involves the devil and his retinue visiting Stalin's Moscow, the blighted affair of the eponymous characters, and the master's novel about Pontius Pilate and Jesus, somehow hasn't deterred stage adaptations. In this one, Simon McBurney, Complicité's director, doubles down. Rather than trying to simplify, he mashes up the stories, echoing and embellishing them in multimedia. There are projections, sound loops, puppetry, and nudity. A painfully emaciated Christ, a flying, nude Margarita. The result is a dark carnival of theatrical effects, which is demanding, sometimes overwhelming, only occasionally misfiring. Like readers of the book, some members of the audience may yearn for more of the comic demons, in particular the giant, lecherous cat. But the overall impact highlights the novel's underlying themes: the hypocrisy of many but compassion of some, the way craven people get the callous rulers they deserve, yet now and then rise to a nobility that deserves better. Collaborators, a coruscating new play at the National Theatre, imagines a relationship between Stalin and Bulgakov himself. Directed by Sir Nicholas Heitner and written by John Hodge, previously best known as the screenwriter for Shallow Grave and Trainspotting, the production will soon transfer to the National's main Olivier stage after opening at the smaller Cottesloe. Bulgakov, Alex Jennings, is coerced to write a play about the dictator's early years to celebrate his 60th birthday. In return, along with his life and his wife's, he is promised the unbanning of his subversive drama about Molière, grotesque, masked scenes from which intrude on the main story, as do comically appalling passages from the Stalin tribute. That, in the event, is written by Stalin, who summons Bulgakov to secret meetings. The actual Bulgakov did write a never-performed play about Stalin's youth. Stalin telephoned and took an interest in him, though there is no record that they met. Simon Russell Beale is a chillingly hilarious Stalin. Substituting a West Country burr for the original Georgian accent, he is cunning and charming, manipulative, menacing, and intellectually insecure. While Stalin hammers out the script, Bulgakov, struggling with his compromises and conscience, is obliged to do his collaborator's paperwork, which slides from steel factory targets to grain allocations to death quotas. Both productions explore the relationship between tyranny and creativity, the artistic kind, but also the humbler urge to create private love and lives in crushing times. The Master and Margarita proclaims that manuscripts don't burn. Collaborators is less sure of art's resilience. The monster always wins, Stalin insists. Collaborators hints at the structural similarities between writing and governing. Both are lonely work, requiring the imposition of an arbitrary order on unseen, notional individuals. Only, in the case of the tyrant, the people are real. The Master and Margarita will tour the Vienna Festival and the Holland Festival Amsterdam in June and the Festival d'Avignon in July. Collaborators opens at the Olivier Theatre, London, on April 30th.